Kinyan Ches of the Mem Ches Tevarim, Shatera Niknas Bahem, is Simcha. Rav Chaim Volozhiner in his Pirush Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos explains, Ki aloymir b'simcha b'sha'a achas, yulmoy yoyser harbe, mimash yulmoy kama shoyz ba'atzvos. Someone who learns just for 1 hour with simcha can learn so much more than somebody who learns many hours with sadness. Gam also, ki ha-Torah hi shashuim shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah is a prized possession of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, tzarech sheyismach b'davar gavul kazeh. When someone has the opportunity to learn Torah, he has to be misameach and mi b'simcha, just for being able to engage in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Many of us just learned the Gemara Shabbos daf lamed amud beis, v'shibachti ani asa simcha zu simcha shal mitzvah, l'simcha mazu oisa zu simcha she'ena shal mitzvah. And the Braisa tells us that Shechina could only be Shaira when a person is besimcha. Loi mitaych atzvos, loi mitaych atzlos, loi mitaych schoik, loi mitaych kalos roish. And the Braisa lists many different things that hold back Asheras Hashechina. A person, in order to be zeichet Asheras Hashechina, has to be besimcha. And especially when he's learning Torah, like the Gemara brings different Amiroim that used to start off their shir with a milsa de b'dichusa, they would say something funny, so to speak, in order that the people that are listening to the shir should open up their hearts and minds to be able to be mekabel the Torah that they're going to teach. Now, in 2.5 minutes, it's very hard to explain how you acquire simcha. Even if I had more time than that, I'm not sure I would be successful. However, I'd like to say over one chevas halavavis in Shar Cheshbin HaNefesh, Perek Gimel Cheshbin Chafei, and he writes that one of the Chachamim already told us that just like in one keli, fire and water can't live together, so too lo tischaber b'leiv hamamin ahavas ha'olam hazeh v'ha'olam haba. There can't be a chibur in one leiv, in one heart of someone who truly believes in ahavas olam hazeh and ahavas olam haba. If he has a love for olam hazeh, he can't have the real ahava for olam haba, and vice versa. Someone who has ahavas olam haba won't have the same ahava for olam hazeh. A person has to choose which hana is the hana that he focuses on. Which one is his main hana? Does he enjoy food? Does he enjoy kavod and things like that? Then by him, the ahava and the geshmak, the limud haTorah and tikkun amidus and Yerushalayim is not going to be on the same level, because a person whose hana is gashmius is memela not going to be able to have that same hana and ruchnius, like the Chavos Levavos says. It's either one or the other, or as much as you have one, you're not going to have the other. So when a person realizes that the hana of olam hazeh is something which is worthless, and it's only there in order to help your ruchnius, and his hana and olam hazeh should all be focused on enabling his ruchnius to grow, then he'll have the proper hana in things that are ruchnius based. In Limud HaTorah, and Tikkun Amidus, and Yerushalayim. So when a person is looking for Simcha in Ruchni's Digga things, one of the first things to look at is how much focus he's putting on Hanaas Olam Hazeh. The more focus he's putting on enjoyments of this world, the less Hanaa he's going to have in the pleasures of Olam Haba. So when a person is looking for Simcha, Simcha HaTorah especially, and that's one of the Kinyanim of the Mem Ches Tevarim, that a person is able to acquire Torah, the less he focuses on the hanois and the pleasures of this world will definitely give him a greater ability to appreciate and have hanoa from Devarim Ruchniyim, and that simcha of Simchas HaTorah. I would just like to end off with the Hagdama of the Egle Tal, where he says that he's heard from Tzas B'nei Adam Toyin Midarech HaSeichel. They made a mistake, and they think that someone who learns Torah and is Mechadish Chidushim and he's happy and has a geshmak in his learning, that's a chesaron in his limud haTorah lishma. If somebody would learn bepshitos, he doesn't have a geshmak in his learning, and he's only learning l'shem mitzvah, that would be the greatest madriga of lishma. But someone who's learning and he's misanig b'limudai, he's mixing into his limud hanoas atzmai, and that's a chesaron in lishma. And he says ube'emez et toos muforsam. And adu rabba, he says from the Iker mitzvahs limud haTorah is a person should be sos v'sameach u'misanik b'limudai. And then, the divrei Torah nivloin b'damai. When a person has a geshmak and a simcha and a tainuk from his learning, then the divrei Torah are absorbed in his bones. And after a person has hanah from the Divrei Torah, he becomes davuk to the Torah. And he brings the Zayar that says that both the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov only grow from Simcha. The Yetzer Tov grows from Simcha Shel Torah. And if a person who has Simcha from his learning is called learning Shalai Lishma, or at least Lishma Vishalai Lishma, then this Simcha is Megareya, the Kayach of the Mitzvah. So how is it possible that the Yetzer Tov could grow from this learning? So of course it has to be that a person who learns with a Tainug and a Simcha is the Iker Chelik of the Mitzvah. He says, of course, somebody who learns not l'shem mitzvahs limud Torah, only to have a geshmak, that's called limud Torah shalai l'shma. Like someone who eats matzah on Pesach, not for the mitzvah, that's shalai l'shma. But a person who's learning for the mitzvah, and he has a geshmak in his learning, and he has tainug and simcha, that's a limud l'shma. V'kuloi kodesh kigam ha'tainug mitzvah. Have a wonderful day.